فاصبر إن وعد الله حق فإما نرينك بعض الذي نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإلينا يرجعون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala further explained His Qudrat, His great ni'mats upon mankind, by which man enjoys and by which man can recognize Allah Ta'ala. But in spite of that, Allah Ta'ala complains of man that he turns away from Allah Ta'ala and worships idols and things besides Allah Ta'ala. As a result of which, the punishment will be given in the fire of Jahannam, where they will be told to enter into the fire and remain in there forever. Further now, as far as this world is concerned, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in spite of his endless and heart-rendering efforts, the people do not respond and do not bring iman. So fasbir, you make sabr, you remain firm on your path, you keep on inviting them, telling them about the akhirat. If they don't believe, that should not deter you. Because your object is not results, your object is the pleasure of Allah. And by you continuously making effort, Allah is becoming pleased with you. So here we learn also that whatever we do, we, for example, many people complain they don't enjoy making namaz. So enjoyment is not the object. Fulfilling Allah's command is the object. Whether we enjoy or not, we must carry on, we must endure. The same is with the efforts of deen. For whatever efforts we are doing, we have to do it for the pleasure of Allah, and that we must carry on. Whether people respond or not, that is a different matter. Inna wa'adallahi haqq, bishak wa'ada Allah ka theek hai. Undoubtedly the promise of Allah is 100% true and correct. And if they don't bring iman, the punishment will come. You don't even, if you make effort and people do not believe, you don't have to wait for their punishment either. Neither must you wait for their hidayat, neither must you wait for their punishment. That is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's promises are 100% true. Those who do not bring iman, they will be punished accordingly, whether it is in this world or definitely in the year after. فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ. پھر اگر ہم دکھلا دے تجھ کو کوئی وعدہ جو ہم ان سے کرتے ہیں. Then whether we show you some of the results, that is the punishments we give it in your lifetime, and you see the people being punished. أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ. یا قبض کر لے تجھ کو. Or whether we take you away from this world and you do not see that punishment having come upon them. فَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. ہر حالت میں ہماری ہی طرف پھر آئیں گے. In any case, in all conditions, they are all going to return to us. And that they did not believe in you, and that they caused you great difficulty and harm, and they worked against you, all that punishment will be meted out to them in the year after. So whether you see the results, whether it is the hidayat or whether it is the punishment, that is immaterial. The punishment, if they don't believe, will definitely take place in the year after. Your work is to fasbir, and in this year is a lesson for in all matters of ours. Many times, whether a wife is being oppressed, and now she doesn't know what to do, her work is to make sabr, to endure. Where a person in his work, in his efforts, is trying to make a livelihood, living, but he can't get it, he must endure. To give a livelihood is in the hands of Allah. We must endure and we must carry on making our effort. And Allah Ta'ala then consoles for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ. اور ہم نے بھیجے ہیں بہت رسول تجھ سے پہلے. And we had sent many rasuls before you, and they all faced the same thing. Every rasul, every nabi, the vast majority of his people did not believe and accept him. In fact, they opposed him, and they tooth and nail, they fought against him. So you don't have to be so upset and hurt. This is the natural nature of mankind all along. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. بعض ان میں وہ ہے کہ سنایا ہم نے تجھ کو ان کے احوال اور بعضے ہیں کہ نہیں سنایا. And amongst that rasools that we have sent before you, some of the instances and life stories we had informed you of, we had informed you, and of the other rasools we have not informed you. That is, the amount of rasools that we know about, they are a limited amount. There are others which Allah has not mentioned also. وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولِنَا يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. اور کسی رسول کو مقدور نہ تھا کہ لے آتا کوئی نشانی مگر اللہ کے حکم سے. And no rasul had the power to bring any sign of from Allah, a miracle, but by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Every rasul was endowed with this eager nature that everyone must bring iman. And for that, the people made various demands that we want to see this miracle, we want to see that miracle. And the rasul also desired it, that if they see the miracle, they will bring iman. But no rasul had the power to bring any miracle, any sign of Allah on his own accord. Only when Allah wanted to grant, Allah granted it. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ. پھر جب آیا حکم اللہ کا, فیصلہ ہو گیا انصاف سے. And when the law, the order of Allah came, then justice was made completely. And this is referring to that when people asked for a particular miracle and it was granted and they still did not bring iman, Allah destroyed that nation there and then. Until that their request was not fulfilled, Allah gave them respite. But what they asked for and they promised they will bring iman, when it was granted and they did not bring iman, Allah destroyed that nation. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبَطِلُونَ. اور ٹوٹے میں پرا اسی جگہ جھوٹے. And those people who were deceivers and liars, they lied in complete loss and destruction in that very same places of theirs. In other words, those places which they regarded as the places of security and in their comfort zone, and they were enjoying everything in those very same places, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. So in these ayat we are taught that in all, for our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam addressed directly, and in turn it's a lesson for all of us, and in all our conditions to always endure, make sabr, and that is fulfill the commands of Allah, and don't wait for results, and don't wait for enjoyments and side things on the side. You do what you have to do. If people are not responding and do not are not believing, Allah will deal with them, whether in this world or the year after, but that is a matter with Allah Ta'ala. And also we are taught that this is a very old lesson which has come all along. So it's not only that it is revealed by Allah, but it's a historical lesson also which you should take and from history learn this lesson to endure and to carry on doing what you have to do. Don't, your success and failure lies within you, not outside of you and not with other people. So you do what you have to do and you will become successful. If other people respond or don't respond, your success and failure is not dependent upon that. Your success and failure is with yourself. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.